Hello, you're listening to Kath Dunchesh, and it's 16 minutes to 11 now. And we're talking about this because how much do we actually know about what goes on inside prisons and their history as well? Because they often have really rich histories, and it's something we don't hear an awful lot about. Well, a new project has now been set up by a Sparkbrook-based organisation, Hamia Haven, to collate memories of the history and heritage of Swinfen Hall. Now, there's been a prison at Swinfen Hall on the outskirts of Lichfield since the 1960s. It currently houses young offenders and Category C male inmates, so it's still very much a working prison. But Razia Hadaik and her daughter Zobia are behind all of this, and I'm dying to know why they have decided to do this, and I'm delighted to say they're on the show this morning. Hi, both.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
So, Razia, let's start with you. Just tell us why on earth your organisation is looking into this first.
Basically, our organisation was set up to support families of a family member of loved one in custody or prison. And so we thought we'd like to do something different and challenging. And then we decided that we know a lot of prisoners do a lot of art and they have a lot of skills, so we thought we'd like to see if we can do a project with the prison. And so we decided to do a heritage project with art including as well, so they can express themselves through art. And
it's a fascinating idea, because as you say, Hamia Haven, you support relatives of people who are in prison, but this is a way of celebrating something about the positivity, really, of people being able to turn their lives around.
Yeah, that's right. And just show back out in the community that prisoners who, for whatever reason, end up in prison can actually change their life and just show their work of what they're capable of doing.
Tell us why Swinfen Hall.
Swinfen Hall was chosen because last year we done a Ramadan pact, which is a welfare pact we done for Muslim prisoners during the fasting month. And we worked with 8 prisons across West Midlands. Swinfen Hall was one of the prisons where the managing chaplain, who was actually, he's very fast in responding to us. So we thought we'll pilot it with that prison so that we've got someone in, you know, contact with the prison so we can work along that prison.
And Zobia, tell us what sort of things you're trying to collate here. What kind of stories and histories, really, are you trying to put together?
Well, we're trying to find out a little bit about, you know, the difference in how prison was run previously, like a good few years ago, to how it's changed now. You know, there's changes in prison policy. For example, you've got equality rights. You know, there's now religious considerations. For example, introducing halal foods in prisons, which wasn't there before. Previously, it was a borstal, which was aged 15 to 21, and it was corrective training, it was youth offending. So we just want to, you know, hopefully through this interview, we can find some people who maybe were ex-offenders at Swinfen Hall or were prison staff who can give us that extra insight that we wouldn't really find out otherwise.
Yeah, so that's what you're looking for. Who exactly are you looking for? Who's this call out for, really?
Anyone who served time in Swinfen Hall from when it was a borstal. I think that was around the 1960s. And from then onwards, really, anyone who's worked in there as prison guards, chaplains, maybe medical staff. We want to preserve the history and highlight it.
It's really interesting. How are you going to put it all together? Like, what are you going to end up with? What's the finished project?
Well, we hope we'll have amazing pieces of work. As Razia mentioned, the prisoners can be very, very talented. So that could be in forms of maybe canvases, paintings, arts and crafts, poetry, whichever way they feel they can best express themselves and represent the history that's been going on, really.
And I know you do a lot of work with prison inmates, but Razia, this is a bit of a new one, isn't it, for you guys? So you must be quite excited about what you're going to find.
Yes, it is. It's a new project. So we're really excited to be working and find out what information we're going to have. And also, the prison we were going to do an exhibition. So we'll be doing one exhibition within the prison with whatever they come, you know, whatever art and everything that we'll be displaying and the report that we'll put together. And then we're going to do one in the community so people can actually come and see what work was actually carried out.
And it, I mean, it is difficult. It's a, you know, it's a dark place in many ways, and it's full of, you know, quite a lot of pain and suffering, and of course people who have caused pain and suffering for other people as well, potentially. So it is, it's sort of thing you've got to be quite sensitively dealt with, hasn't it?
Yes, it is, because it will also maybe highlight why some of the people have offended and why they are in prison. There's always a story behind the person that is behind bars as well. So it's going to be a really good learning curve for us. And if we're successful with this, we'd like to roll it out with some of the other prisons in the future.
Well, we'll keep in touch and find out more. Zobia, how do people, if they are interested in this and they are someone who's either served time in Swinfen Hall or they know someone who has or they work there, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, they can either, we've got social media, so we've got Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. They can contact us via email, which is info@himayahaven.co.uk.
Just spell that for us.
Info, I-N-F-O, at Himayahaven. H-I-M-A-Y-A-H-A-V-E-N.
Brilliant. .co.uk.
.co.uk, yes.
Excellent.
And our socials are at Himayahaven.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining us. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
Thank you.